So up next on your computer dial, because we're on the net and not on the air until we regain either a studio, Free Radio Santa Cruz Collective, or an antenna. But this is going to be kind of a combination romp and, I don't call it nostalgia, or maybe learn from the past show. I've been having technical computer problems, and I also had a Huff meeting today. Kind of a packed meeting, well, certainly a lot of people around the table, and I haven't had a lot of time to kind of wrestle with my computer, so I'm only able to get in one interview, which I did with a Benchlands resident named Troy, who, if you're a regular listener, you may have heard him about half a year ago, or actually more, calling me at 11:30 at night, holding off the police, by pointing out that the Martin versus Boise says, if you're going to move me, you got to move me somewhere. And the police finally backed off. He came to our Huff meeting, but before that, he spoke to us on the line. You're going to be hearing that. And I'm not going to play the usual intro, the Sing Me a Song of Social Significance intro, because you're going to be hearing it with the flashback, and I'll tell you about the flashback now. The flashback is from 12/28/20. That is to say, December 28th, 2020, which was the actually the show was played on the 30th, but the flashback is from San Lorenzo Park confrontation with and prep for confrontation with the defense of the park residents and holding off the police from destroying the homes and routing the people in the park, and which resulted, of course, as you're going to hear, as you already know, if you've been around that time or you know a little of the history, the injunction being secured by Anthony Prince, Alicia Cool, Keith McHenry, and the Union of the Homeless and the people who helped put that injunction together the very next day, or actually had been put together in the weeks and months beforehand, but only reached the court and then reached the judge's pen and then reached the city manager, then Martine Bernal, who was trying to orchestrate this demolition of the San Lorenzo campground. And, of course, that's coming around again. You'll be hearing more on Sunday, hopefully, if I can get my computer into operational shape, though it seems to be doing better than it was earlier today, about the apparently Jeremy Leonard and the bulldozers, or the attempt to stuff the elderly folks that are being evicted both from the Oceana and today being the 30th, if you're listening to this on Thursday night, the 30th of June, 2022, the day where the armory was emptied, and with no place for those folks to go, at least for the present time. And essentially, in order to deal with this humanitarian crisis, the people in the benchlands are now being pressed to move outside in tents so that the seniors can move into the benchlands, which has become a so-called sanctioned campground. And that's kind of a real laugh for those of us who recognize the inadequacy of the benchlands. But, of course, if you haven't got anything better, you camp where you can. But, of course, the city is using this as an excuse to drive people away from everywhere else in the city and to excuse their failing to provide resources for the majority of the homeless folks in Santa Cruz, but instead doing creaming and special projects and budget stuffing in other places and blaming the county and their failure to cooperate, and blaming the homeless themselves, blaming everybody, blaming council members who are tried to deal with this issue years ago. They recalled them instead. So all that is happening. And this particular flashback begins, I kind of showed up in the early morning at San Lorenzo Park when there were barriers that people had set up because folks had originally been in the upper San Lorenzo Park, the duck pond from which they have now been driven away, of course, for the last 2 years. But they were there at this time, and barricades have been set up. You'll hear an interview with Micah Posner. Lines were formed with respect to holding off the police. You'll hear Leanne Sherwood, Light, Barbara Lawrence, and others waiting for the police. And then there's the confrontation with the police, some of it, although in order to get the full force of this, you might want to turn to the succeeding show, which you can go to by going to latest shows and then scrolling down to the Sunday, January 3rd, 2021 show. That's the first show of that year. And actually, I am going to correct myself. This flashback is for the Thursday, December 31st, 2020 show. That's the last day of the year and the last show of 2020. And, of course, it concerns events happened on December 28th, 3 days before. So enjoy it. Listen to it. But first, you're going to hear a call-in that happened this morning on June 30th, 2022, from Troy, a Benchlands camper. And on Sunday, I expect to be playing much of the Huff meeting, in which Troy also showed up, at which he showed up, and so did a bunch of other folks who resulted in kind of an interesting conversation. And we're also going to have, I suspect, a lot more on that show, because it looks like the city, through the agency of Jeremy Leonard, is improperly pressuring campers to leave, threatening to demolish their encampments. And at least that's the report from Greg, who called me earlier today, and we'll be hearing more of that, unfortunately, at the next opportunity when I have to speak to you, or when I take that opportunity.